Blog Talk Radio.
It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming with you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Listen, you can always follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Put your comments and questions on the bottom. You can also go back and listen to older, earlier episodes, amen, from season one, even from season two, amen. So God bless you. I need you to go grab your pen and your paper and your Bible as we get into the Word of God. And while you're doing that, amen, now, in the last season, we talked about giving. And we know there's always seed time and harvest. So now we're talking this season about building. We're supporting local businesses, small businesses, amen. We're asking people to support those so they may grow, amen. And the body of Christ can be able to be built up to be a blessing to bless others. Amen. If you have a small business that you want us to just do a quick little commercial for you, email me at Angelique Lawrence, A-N-G-E-L-I-C Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E at yahoo.com. Amen. Today our highlighted business is, it's actually a book, an author. Amen. The name of her book is Seller of Purple by Dr. Tasha M. Brown. It's a Christian woman's guide to entrepreneurship. If you ever thought about becoming an entrepreneur, or if you have dreams and God has put something in your heart to become an entrepreneur, this is a great start for you. She gives you so many things in this book. She has experience that will help you get started. If you want to check out her book and purchase her book, you can always go to www.sellerofpurplebook.com. Again, www.sellerofpurplebook.com. The book is going to bless you. It's a good start, amen, and we're supporting her in her ministry, amen, as she go into the marketplace, amen, and teach Jesus Christ, amen, in the how to maneuver the marketplace in Christ Jesus, amen. So now you probably by now have your pen and your paper, and let's get into the Word of God. Let's start with the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness on today, Lord God. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come in and have your way, Lord God. Do what you want to do through the Word of God on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your presence right now, Lord God. I thank you as a hallelujah. As I decrease and you increase, Lord God, because we understand it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So move by your Spirit on today, Lord God. Give your people exactly what they need in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we just bless your name right now. We bless your name. We thank you. We praise you. We honor. Hallelujah. We magnify and glorify you because you're truly worthy to be praised, Lord God. So we thank you that your word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword to the penetrating, even divine of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, judging the attitudes and intents of the heart, Lord God. So we just bless you on today. We thank and praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. Thank you for joining us here on today. And as usual, we're going to do a quick synopsis of our last episode, amen. Last time we were together, we talked about hater aid. Amen. Hater aid, dealing with those who come against us and understanding that those things must happen, that God may build us and establish us. Amen. We talked about not fretting, the steps to how to get past those people who you think are hindering spirits, but actually, like the Word of God, your enemies are becoming your footstool. And God is teaching us how to maneuver in this season past those people that we think are hindering us, but actually are getting us to the place that God wants us to be. Amen. If you want to go back and listen to that episode in its entirety, you can go back and listen to that, but it is going to be good. It's powerful, and it's very helpful, and it makes you understand what God is doing in your life, even in this season, amen? But on today, we are going to talk about who am I? And it's funny how this came about, because I was in church and we have a praise dancers at my in our ministry. Amen. And a woman of God danced to "Just Let Me Be Who I Am." And the Holy Ghost said to me, "Who am I?" And at first I was thinking, "Who am I? I'm the child of God." He said, "No, who am I?" Amen. So today we're going to start with John. John chapter 8, starting at verse 56. 56 through 58. I'm going to read that for you. It says, John chapter 8, verse 56 through 58 says this: "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou been seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And so when God refers to himself, whether it be Jesus, hallelujah, God the Father, or the Holy Ghost, he said, "I am." Why do he say that? Let's go to Revelation. Revelation chapter 1 and 8. And I'm giving you these scriptures, fellow truth finders, so you can go back and read it. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Very familiar scripture if you've been in ministry, in church anytime. It says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." And so God is saying, "I'm everything. Everything you can see, feel, hear, touch, I'm there. I am dot, 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 period. Anything, I am. I exist by nothing created me. I exist all by myself. I'm sovereign. I created you and everything you see." Amen. He said, "I am the beginning and I am the end." Amen. Let's go over to Exodus 3 and 14. And this is God talking to Moses. Amen. Exodus chapter 3, and I just want y'all to write these down so you can go back. I know a lot of these we've heard before. That God is the great I am. Amen. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 says, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you." And so God said, "I am everything. I'm the Almighty God, the all-knowing God, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God. I am everything." But then let's go over to Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Let's get over there, Saint Matthew, fellow truth finder. Matthew chapter 16, 13 says this: "And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea and Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And so Jesus had to bring it down to our level. He said, "I know I'm almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent." The Jews said, "He's a terrible God, an awesome God, the almighty God, the all-knowing God." He said, but Jesus said, "Let me bring this down." Because the reason he came was to form a relationship with us the same way Adam had a relationship with the Father in the garden. So Jesus had to stop. And he's in that private place among those 12. He said to them, "Who do men say that I am?" And so Jesus came that you may have a personal relationship with him through the Holy Spirit. God know, you know that who God is. You know he's almighty, but he say, "That's not my desire. I don't want you to look at me like some big sun in the sky. I need you to see me as your personal friend and savior." He wants to be your God and you be his people. Who is Jesus? So today we're going to talk about who is Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He wants to be with you. He wants to be that I am in your personal life. Everything that you need, he wants to be that for you. Amen. And so the first thing, let's look at Deuteronomy 33 and 27. Amen. Deuteronomy. Let's get over there. For those of you who are new to the Word of God, it's in the Old Testament. Amen. Deuteronomy 33:27. And it says, I'm sorry, I missed it. 33:27 says this: "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them." God is your refuge. Jesus is your refuge. The Bible says the righteous can run in and be safe. He's your refuge. He's your comfort that you go into and hide in that place. Amen. Let's look at Exodus 15 and 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 36. And I'm slowing it down a little bit, fellow truth finders, because God is saying to us in this season, you have to form that personal relationship with me. I can't be somebody that you know my reputation, but I need you to be someone who knows me personally. We know that things are going to get worse before they get better, saints. You know, Jesus is soon to come, and we've heard people say that for years. Even Paul said he's closer to coming now than when I first believed, and I have the same testimony. He's closer to coming now than he was when I first believed almost 20 years ago. Actually, 20 years ago, 21 years ago. Amen. So you have to have a personal relationship with God. If you don't have that personal relationship with God, hallelujah, you're not going to be able to stand in these last days. So number one, we say God was a refuge, Deuteronomy 33 and 27. Number two, our God, he's a healer. Exodus 15 and 26 says this. It says, and said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and would do that which is right in his sight, and would give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He didn't say you, he said thee, me. I heal you. So when we look at who God is to us, who Jesus is to us, first, he's our refuge. He's our healer. He comes in. You have to know that God is your healer. When you go through a thing, when sickness come upon you, first he said, I won't put those things upon you that I put upon those Egyptians. So when we look at the Egyptians, we look at the heathen, we look at the unbeliever. He said, but you, I know your name. I love you. And that stuff that's happening to their bodies, I'm not going to let that happen to your temple, because your temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But you have to believe that I'm a healer. He said in Isaiah, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. Our God, who loves us so much, died for us that we may be healed. And so he said, you need to know that I am a healer. I can heal anything. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what they're saying to you. At the end of the day, I control, and you already know I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I wrote the story, and then at the end, I put the period on there. And so you need to know that I'm a healer. You just have to come into my presence. You have to know, you have to believe by faith, you have to take it, that I am your healer. Amen? And God said that I would do those things. When we look at the things that's been going on over the last year, know this, that those, hallelujah, who know their God, hallelujah, they would do exploits, amen. Those who know their God, hallelujah, they have not been ravaged by this pandemic that has gone forth, because he is their healer, amen. Let's get over to Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54 and 5. And we're talking on today, who am I? God is saying, I need you to understand, who am I? Not what they say I am at church, not what they say I am in public. I need to know, who am I to you? And so God on today, and these are just some examples, but you could go through here and you could find a hundred different things that God is for you. Isaiah 54 verse 5 says this, for thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. For you all who are single, he is your husband. Amen. For you women who are here, he's your husband. And if you're a single male, he's your wife. Amen. He is that other part of you. He is your soulmate. Hallelujah. He's that one. You're not lacking anything. Hallelujah. A lot of times we think because we don't have a partner, that we're not married, that we're not whole. But Christ made you whole. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes in and everything you need, those functions of a husband, he will be that to you. So you have to know he's a husband. He's a refuge, we said. He's a healer. Now we said he's your husband. You don't have to worry about anything. We know a husband is a covering. And those of who are married, we know that husband comes in on those and covers us. And things when things don't look right, he come in And he do those things, even my husband, when things are going wrong, when we have all this snow, before I even wake up, he's out there shoveling the snow so we can get our cars out. He's out there putting stuff so we won't get hurt. He covers us. He protects us. He comforts us when he says, it's going to be all right. You don't have to worry about anything. I got this. I got this for you. I'm covering you. And so we say number three, God is our husband. Let's go over to John, St. John chapter 15. And I hope you're writing these down because this is going to bless you to be able to go back and say, you know what? God is this. Whatever I think I'm lacking in the air, whatever I think I'm missing something, my God is that. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 15 says this. Henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his the Lord does. But I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Jesus is your friend. The man of God wrote the song, I'm a friend of God. Amen. When we look at Moses, he said Moses is friend. And the other Israelites could not have that same title like Moses did. But now, us who's Holy Ghost filled, now we're friend. God is our friend. He tells us things. He fellowships with us. If you talk to God, he will talk back. If you talk to the Holy Spirit, he will talk back to you. When you need, hallelujah, when you need a friend, he's there. That's why the man said, the whole song said, what a friend we have in Jesus. God is your friend. Hallelujah. He is your friend. Amen. Let's look at John 14 and 6. I'm just going to flip over to John chapter 14, verse 6, because we said God is our refuge. He's our healer, our husband, our friend. John 14 and 6 says this. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I'm also going to add into that John 16 and 13. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. Amen. He is a revealer. God is a revealer of truth. When we go back, and the other scripture was for God being a friend, amen. But John 14 and 6, he said, look, I'm the truth. He reveals truth to us. The Holy Spirit is all truth. He's the spirit of truth. And when you don't know what's going on, when you discombobulate, you don't have to be like the world. You don't have to try to guess what's going on. You can go to your God, the Holy Spirit, and ask him, and he's the spirit of truth. He'll give you truth in every situation and circumstance. He even gave Pilate truth that he wasn't a believer. Hallelujah. He wasn't charged with children of Israel. He was the Holy Ghost filled, and he sent the woman of God in a dream and said, don't mess with that man, that holy man of God. Don't you touch him. He said, God is sending you truth. Even Pilate kept asking, what is truth? And like our bishop always said, Pilate was standing before truth, looking at truth, asking him, what is truth? Amen. And so when you need truth in your life, because here's the thing about truth. Truth is equated to love. The devil is the, hallelujah, the devil is the author of lies, but God is the spirit of truth. Remember that. And always remember this. Truth is not good or bad. It's just truth. It is what it is. You deal with it the way you deal with it. But God comes to give you truth. Because we've read in the word that it's the truth that makes you free. It doesn't set you free. It makes you, when you know the truth, you live a better life because, hallelujah, you make the decision for how you're going to handle it. But God has to give it to you, and you can never prosper without truth, amen. And so God is our truth. He's a revealer of truth, amen. Let's turn over to Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, amen. And I know we're flipping, amen, but you know, fellow truth finders, we have to comb through the word of God and get what we need, when we need it, how we need it, amen. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want to say here that Jesus is our counselor. How many times you get in a situation and you say, if I could just talk to somebody, hallelujah, if I could just get, hallelujah, bounce this stuff off somebody and somebody give me answers or help me think this through or talk this through, he said, I'm your counselor. I came, so you, not only I'm your friend, I already told you I was your friend, and I'm the revealer of truth, amen. Now I'm your counselor. So now you can talk to me. You can bounce that stuff off of me, amen, and I can tell you the truth because I know everything. Hallelujah. It's so amazing that he created the heaven and earth, and yet still he knows the hairs that are on your head. He knows when a hair comes out, he knows it. And that's the kind of God we serve. He's in touch with our feelings and our infirmities and our emotions. That's why he said, I need you to let me be I am in every area of your life, everything. Counselor, you need counsel on how to deal with your finances? Ask them. Hallelujah. You need a counselor on how to deal with your marriage? Ask them. That's what he's there for. That's why he came. He died and stretched out and bled so all those things could be given unto you because he loves you so much. Amen. Psalm 68:5. Let's flip back over to Psalm 68:5, fellow truth finders, amen. Psalm 68:5 says this, a father to the fatherless, a judge of the widows, he is the God, he is God in his holy habitation. God is the father to the fatherless, and we're going to add mother to the motherless, amen. A lot of times people say, boy, when they lose a parent or a loved one that acted as a parent in their life. But God say, you don't have to worry about that. I'm the father to the father. I'm the friend to the friendless. You don't even have to worry about parents when they don't do what they're supposed to do. You don't have to worry. I got you. I will be the father to your children if you just ask, if you let me come in and be I am. I never forget, I give a testimony about before I got married and I was a single parent. And my son, forever, I used to be so bitter at my ex. I used to be so bitter because he would not help us. He would not come by, when he felt like he did. I said, and God said, that's not your problem. He's not your problem. You need to just trust me. Let me be I am. And so I remember laying out and God said, God, you help me. You help me with my son. Just like the woman of God went in the wilderness. I said, Lord, you help me. I just got said, you help me. And God did some exceedingly abundantly, but all I can ask or think, let me tell you, my son has never missed out on anything. If I said I want my son to go to camp, somebody would call me the next week from his school and say, we have one opening for a go-away camp, and we're going to pay for it. Amen? If my son ever said, I want this, whatever he said he wanted, God found a way to give it to him. And I was like, I thank God that I asked him to be the father to my son. And that's what God is saying to us. If you're a single parent, just ask God. Say, don't worry about what somebody else ain't doing. Understand that God is the father to the fatherless. If someone's not doing what they're supposed to do in your life, amen, don't worry about it. Just go before the great I am and say to him, help me. Be the father to my child. Hallelujah. He will step in. When I tell you, my son got everything. My son was so spoiled. And you can't say I spoiled him because I didn't have the means to spoil him. But his father in heaven poured him out a blessing. Hallelujah. Not because I was so good, because he was so good. He did it because not because my son was so good. Hallelujah. But he poured out on him because we let him be God and Father in his life. Amen. So God will be the father to the fatherless. Amen. Let's go over to Isaiah 43:1. Back to Isaiah, which is such a rich book, saints. Amen. Such a rich place. Amen. There's so much revelation of who God is in Isaiah. If you haven't read it, go back and read it. Even I am trying to go back and just read more of Isaiah because it has been so powerful in my life, and I know a lot of other people say the same thing. Amen. Isaiah 43:1 says this, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. He's a redeemer. He redeemed you. Hallelujah. He redeemed you in every situation and circumstance. You don't have to hang your head down. You don't have to be guilty. You don't even have to walk in shame. Amen. He's your redeemer. Going back to my last, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The last example I gave you, okay, a lot of times we think, well, I'm a single parent. I had a child out of wedlock. I can't ask God that. He said, no, I'm a redeemer. Soon as you called on the name of Jesus, all that stuff was put in the sea of forgiveness. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now I can redeem you in every area of your life. I'm redeeming you not just from your sins, but I'm redeeming you in those areas where you hug your head shame when you did not know me before you called on my name. But now that you know to call on my name, I'm your redeemer. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be in guilt and shame, walking around in condemnation because of what you did. He said, it's the blood that I shed, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus that's covering those things. I knew you was going to fall before you fall. I knew you was going to do it before you even ever did it. Amen. He said, but I'm your redeemer. Don't worry about this. I got you. Don't worry. I got you. As long as you call on the name of Jesus, repent and turn, I got you. I'm loving on you. I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. And so when you let me be I am in your life, you have that abundant life that he so desired that you have. Amen. Psalms 91:1. Psalms, the 91st division of Psalms, fellow truth finders. Verse 1. Very, very, hallelujah. This is another familiar scripture. Amen. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him I trust. Amen. I just wrapped up everything. But when I get to this number 9, he's your protector. If you just get it, it goes back the same as like the refuge number 1 we had. He's your protector. You get in his presence. You stay in his presence. You go before him. You let him comfort you, guide you, heal you, protect you. Stay in that thing. Now you just trust in him. He'll protect you from them things. When I look at what's going on, oh, hallelujah. As we read down, he said, they fell at our left and they right, but they won't come now dwelling. In this country, 500,000 people lost their lives to COVID-19. Yet, it never came now my dwelling. It never came in my house. It never came towards my body. And at the time when it first came out, the week that they announced that COVID was here, I had got a diagnosis of breast cancer, went through this major surgery, went through this whole thing, immune system. COVID-19 never came nigh my dwelling. Understand this, because I called on the great I am. I got in the word of God. I said, no, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress, my God, and him I will trust. They're going to follow my left, but it's not coming now my dwelling. I said, I serve the great I am. You serve the great I am. He can do nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with him. Everything you need in your life, if you just call on the name of Jesus. That's what he said. He looked at Peter and said, who do men say I am? I'm not a pie in the sky. I'm not somebody that's unreachable, untouchable. I'm in touch with your feelings. I'm in touch with your infirmities. I'm in touch with your emotions. And if you just call and be my people, I'll be your God in every single area of your life. Don't let religion come in and tell you, you can call God about this, but you can't call God about that. You, hallelujah. Let me explain something to you. He broke the middle wall of petition. That means he may have a relationship with you. God did all of that because he loved you, and he wanted you to be in his presence with him again. And so when people say, when God said, who is God to you? You say, he is. I am. He's everything I ever need at the time when I need it. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Y'all know that's my saying, amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Hallelujah. Oh, God of truth, finance, I want you to do this exercise. This is going to bless you. Write down on the paper, I am. God is, and start writing everything he needs you to be in your life. Everything. A healer, a financial counselor, everything. We just talked about now, but everything you need him to be in your life. Start doing it and watch him move on your behalf. Don't be, hallelujah, intimidated by religion, but let God have that personal relationship that God that he so desires for you. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining us here on Truth Finance on today. Listen, I thank you for joining us. And listen, I need you to remember this. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome day. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Mm-hmm.